The Ivory Coast is at a political and military standoff once again. Rebels last month pulled out of a power-sharing government and have retreated to the north of the country. Forces loyal to President Laurent Gbagbo control the south, and French peacekeepers control the middle. The impasse threatens to destroy a peace accord signed by all parties in January. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from the commercial capital, Abidjan.
The mirrored skyscrapers in Abidjan are a testament to the riches of the Ivory Coast. It's still the world's largest producer of cocoa and a major exporter of pineapples and palm oil. But since 1999, there have been four coup attempts and bitter infighting in this former French colony. The rebels who launched the latest coup attempt 13 months ago signed a peace accord in January, but that deal has broken down, in large part because President Laurent Gbagbo has refused to implement parts of it. The rebels have pulled out of a government of national unity and now are refusing to disarm their fighters.
The truth is, the rebels will not disarm before 2005 because they want to influence the election with their weapons. That's all.
Blaise Goudé, the leader of a pro-government youth militia called the Young Patriots, sits in the back of a hotel in downtown Abidjan. Goudé's military bodyguard waits out front, the barrel of his AK-47 pointing at the feet of passers-by. Goudé says the French are now the stumbling block to resolving the crisis in the Ivory Coast. Goudé says it's clear the French government is siding with the rebels because the French peacekeepers haven't driven the insurgents out of the country.
When some rebels take weapons to attack an elected government, French troops, when they came, should normally kick out those rebels from the country. But they didn't do it.
Goudé is uninterested in the argument that peacekeepers should be neutral. He says the French must support one side in this conflict, the side of the elected government of the Ivory Coast. But one of the rebels' primary grievances is that they believe President Gbagbo rigged the previous election by barring the leading opposition candidate from running. While Gbagbo's supporters in the south say the French are supporting the rebels in the north accuse the French of supporting Gbagbo. If it hadn't been for the intervention of the French troops last year, the rebels say they would have overrun Abidjan months ago and driven Gbagbo from power. Alain Lobignon, the director of communications for the rebels, is staying in a wing of Abidjan's upscale Hotel Golf that's guarded by armed West African peacekeepers.
La question de pouvoir, la question de la délégation de pouvoir pour nous, c'est...
Lobignon says President Gbagbo's refusal to delegate power to his political opponents, as required by the January peace deal, is what caused the collapse of the government of national reconciliation. The departure of the rebels has increased tensions in the Ivory Coast dramatically. Currently, West Africa's second-largest economy is cut in half, with the rebels controlling the north, Gbagbo ruling the south, and a ribbon of unwelcome French peacekeepers strung across the middle. Gemma Lodazani, the regional coordinator of the United Nations World Food Program, based in Abidjan, says the Ivory Coast has replaced Liberia as the big question mark in West Africa.
I think that Ivory Coast is still the country which has the most unpredictable future as compared to Liberia. Liberia, we feel that we are on a positive trend. Ivory Coast is quite different.
Pro-government demonstrations in Abidjan were getting so violent that earlier this month, President Gbagbo banned all marches and public protests. Despite the ban, Gbagbo supporters gather each day in the center of the city to listen to fiery pro-government speeches. Opposition leaders say the ban on marches only shuts down their rallies. Justin Gore, the head of the youth wing of the Parti Démocratique de Côte d'Ivoire, says Gbagbo is using the crisis with the rebels to squelch all dissent.
We are not allowed to express ourselves, but those who support the current regime are allowed to do whatever they want. They can gather, they can go to destroy the offices of companies. There is nobody to tell them to stop.
The rebels say that if the political impasse in the Ivory Coast isn't resolved soon, they'll set up a separate administrative structure to run their territory in the north. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Abidjan.